Finally, it's Friday. Friday, the third day of September 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. It's increasingly obvious that the powers that be are looking for ways to make sure the COVID-19 panic never ends. This summer, it was all about the Delta variant. Well, now there's another one, very scary. It's coming fast, the Mu variant. It's coming out of Colombia. But don't worry, we have been told, Dr. Fauci says it's not an immediate threat to the United States. Whew. Given his track record, you can assume that this will be the most widely spread, most dangerous, most contagious, most important thing in the world by next week. Apparently, this Mu variant is resistant to the vaccines that you've been ordered to take for the last 6 months. Go figure. So I guess everybody will need to wear masks for another 6 months or 6 years or 60. But here's something to seriously think about. Last year, a CNN analyst described Australia as the model for America to follow in fighting coronavirus because there, they were far stricter than here in enforcing lockdowns, travel restrictions, and the like. Well, here's what's happening in Australia right now. None of this, by the way, is made up. In the state of South Australia, citizens are going to be forced to download an app on their phones with facial recognition and geolocation features. With this app, the government will message citizens at random times, and then they will have 15 minutes to take a photo of their face in the location where they're supposed to be. If they don't, the police will be sent to check on them in person. In the state of Victoria, where Melbourne is, the entire state has a curfew, and the premier dismissed state parliament. No elected government is needed during the very dangerous COVID crisis. Got it. In Sydney, anti-coronavirus protests are illegal. The public's been in lockdown for 2 months, and the lockdowns are enforced by the military. Absolutely none of that is made up. All of this is in Australia, a country that until a year ago was an English-speaking democracy just like us. And you know as well as I do, if I read that same account to the typical totalitarian who passes as a public health official here in America, they think it sounds like paradise. Just yesterday, I told you about a Mayo Clinic surgeon called Mark Sawyer. Sawyer enjoys making Facebook posts where he fantasizes about denying medical care to the unvaccinated. Well, I actually didn't give you the whole story yesterday. National File is now reporting that he's making a lot of very deranged posts online. Just the other day, he posted an illustration that shows a doctor drowning underwater, trying to hold a COVID patient above it. In case you don't get the implication, Sawyer tells you, quote, "The only thing missing in the picture is a few anti-vaxxers standing on the bed with 'Don't tread on me' signs. There are a few lines that can't be crossed if one wants to remain my friend. Racist, bigot, anti-LGBTQ. But at the top of my list right now, in bright neon colors, is anti-vaxxer." It's not an opinion, it's just wrong. And every time one of them tries to convince others on the internet, it's a bullet fired at common sense and reason and humanity in the fight against COVID. And it kills people just as surely as a bullet would. So that's how Dr. Sawyer sees you if you haven't got the vaccine. Worse than a supporter of Jim Crow, you're a murderer. Dr. Sawyer also openly fantasizes about, quote, "rhythmically kicking the unmasked and unvaxxed in the tender parts over and over and over again." He says the thoughts of the violence send him, quote, "into a zen state of meditation." This is a sick state of mind, a demonic one even. Health and safety increasingly just means control and compliance. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Just a frenzy for power and dominance. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is attempting to ban mask mandates for school children. Now remember, children are virtually immune to COVID-19. There is virtually no evidence that masking children in schools prevents the spread in any significant way, while there's lots of evidence that it is unpleasant and traumatic to children. But always, the frenzy for power wins out. A Florida judge now says DeSantis is not allowed to block school mask mandates in his state. But at least DeSantis is fighting. A lot of Republicans don't want to. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has tried to block mask mandates, but again, the courts are intruding. But this wouldn't matter if the Texas state legislature simply passed a law making the mandate ban an explicit state law. But they won't. A bill to do that in the state house has only 5 co-sponsors. In the Senate, nobody is trying at all. Texas Republicans are doing the exact same thing that we have seen Republicans do in Washington so many times. Hold the reins of power and do nothing with it. In South Dakota, Governor Kristi Noem was so good last year at resisting mask mandates and lockdowns. But now she's screwing it up. The public wants her to call a special session of the legislature to block employer vaccine mandates. She won't do it. She says the economy is so good that if your employer imposes a vax mandate, you can just quit and get a different job. It's like Kristi Noem is a time traveler from the loser GOP of 2006. Just get a new job. It's insane. We need a stronger and more resolute party if we're going to beat the communists. Because they're totally committed. They're absolutely fanatical. But right now, the Republican Party is not measuring up. And if the party isn't fighting for the utmost important things like your medical freedom against COVID tyranny, is it any surprise they're fighting so little for everything else? How many Republicans are fighting to ensure full transparency in the 2020 election? What could be more important? What about fighting to make sure that 2022 and 24 aren't a repeat of last fall? Democrats understand this. Just yesterday, there was an AP story that election security experts are demanding an audit of the California election in response to Mike Lindell's symposium last month. They say that his symposium endangered the security of that election. In other words, they're already telegraphing what they plan to do. If Gavin Newsom is narrowly recalled, like we predict he will be, then just like last year, they'll delay things as long as they can. They'll move heavens and earth until they get the vote totals the right way. That's how committed the Democratic Party is to winning by any means necessary. So why can't we have a Republican Party that cares at least as much about winning legitimately? Somebody that's been fighting for that and joins us now is Bobby Peyton. He's recently been endorsed yesterday by General Flynn running for Senate out of the state of Illinois. Bobby, congratulations on the endorsement. Am I overstating any of this, or do we have no Republican Party that's really in the fight?
Stu, number one, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's always appreciated, and God bless you and your family for doing the work that you do. So I can't stress how important it is that everybody that does watch, Stu, doesn't just watch, get involved and fight back. We're all in this together. And Stu, you're one of the generals leading the charge. So God bless you again. I think that everything that you said is spot on. We are at war, and Australia was just lost. I mean, that's what you basically said. New Zealand's been lost. Australia's lost. It looks as though Canada might fall or is already fallen based on, depending on who, you know, the information that you look at. And if we don't all act and fight back, you know, peacefully through the existing systems that we have and take power back as we, the people, this country's next. They're literally trying to tighten a noose around us by taking out the English-speaking free democracies of the world. Europe is already in shambles, and it hasn't fallen quite yet, but now we definitely see why they wanted the European Union. It's a lot easier to bribe one country versus 26 to 30 member countries if you know, once they federalized, I guess is what I would say.
So Arizona, the audit is the big news. We're anticipating, you know, numbers, release of information. That's going to be coming very soon, according to Seth Keschel. We've had him on the program. We've spoken with Liz Harris. And obviously, you have given us tremendous updates on what's going on in Arizona. In Georgia, nobody really fighting for an audit. In Wisconsin, we know that Paul Ryan is trying to tank that entire process, according to an expose at nationalfile.com just yesterday. All of these, they're all pretending and faking, gives me the inclination that in Georgia, somebody's going to try to kill this thing. And I bet it's going to be the Republicans. To that, you say what?
I am a little concerned that there is an effort by some very sick people that are controlled by these very corrupt families across both political parties. They are the ones that are the glue of the uniparty. So it is a very big concern, which is one of the reasons why what I've been trying to do with some of the way I've created the data and shown the data to the American people is so that they can go and replicate the results. I've done that along the way. I know some people want to know exactly how the sausage is made and how I'm identifying these phantom voters. All I can say is that I have given all the pieces of how to assemble it. But in terms of doing the final assembly, some people need to figure out how to do that themselves so that we use the people's creativity to have alternative paths if they go and change it up. If you show the enemy the playbook, you know, if you've deciphered how the enemy is basically creating this fraud. And then you tell the world the enemy is just going to change the game and then come up with a new fraud. However, if you teach people how to look for different micro frauds and how to possibly assemble them to identify these phantom voters, as well as how they're rigging elections, then if the enemy changes the play, we have thousands of different people thinking of different iterations. I'd rather take that approach. And that's
I think people need to be really prepared. As we know, we have been in a psychological war. We've been in a psychological war for many, many years. This is not like the traditional World War II, where we're rallying the troops, cheering them on, you know, building and making bombs. That's not the kind of war that we are in right now. And this thing has been just shoved down your throat perpetually over and over and over again, stalling patriotism, chilling the spirit of the government, which is supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. Do not wait on something to come out of Arizona. Do not wait on your instructions from Washington or Tony Fauci or any of these other illegitimate hangers-on that are inside of Conservative Inc. They influence the media industrial complex. And I would anticipate, Bobby, and this is my prediction, that there are going to be Republicans, members of the GOP in Arizona, that will leak out numbers trying to make the Arizona efforts look insignificant. And believe me, they are not. So do not fall for that. Congratulations on your endorsement. I got about 30 seconds left here. Final words.
Final words are, please get involved. Look into the voter rolls yourself by your precinct. If you're a precinct committee person, look into the voter rolls of how many people are registered in your area or your state with your same last name. Find out how many of you exist within your state's voter rolls and go see for yourself how many fraudulent voters have been added to the rolls.
You know, I give the guy his final words. He's running for Senate. He says nothing about raising money. He continues to fight. You're promoting the fight back, the strike back of Americans to get involved with this. That is the type of person that we need in Washington. So I will say it. Go to BobbyPyton.com. He's not taking any money from any of these families that he was referencing. Nothing coming from the deep state. No big box conglomerate, globalist controlled entities are going to be contributing to your pocketbook. This is all grassroots, and that's exactly what of the people and by the people for the people means. Go to BobbyPyton.com. I support you 100%, brother. Thanks again and for being here, and congrats once again on your General Flynn endorsement. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm going to pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com right now to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you can get my premium MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now just $29.98, the lowest price ever.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We tried to warn you about the dangers of flying. Your danger, your family is in danger of flying as these pilots become inoculated with these overreaching mandates that are requiring them to subject themselves to this jab that's infected with God knows what, but we do know that it's causing an unprecedented amount of adverse reactions and deaths. That is happening. That is proven in open source information. We were attacked by the communist-controlled media when we brought that to your attention. The dangers that these pilots have, the increased blood clot danger, and all of those things. This is now breaking. Right now, here today, we bring in Dr. Jane Ruby. These scares in the air are becoming a reality, and this is really frightening for you, for your family. Dr. Ruby.
Yeah, here we go, Stu. You know, pilots are starting to struggle in the air. Now, on August 27th, Captain Nashad Qayyam, a captain with Bangladesh Airlines, became ill while steering a Dhaka-bound flight from Oman. The plane had to make an emergency landing in a city called Nagpur. No one will confirm this pilot's injection status, but this fully certified 45-year-old commercial pilot was reported to be in perfect health prior to this particular flight. Now, this was flight BG-22. It was carrying about 122 passengers and five crew members when Captain Quayam collapsed in the cockpit. The co-pilot landed the aircraft at the city's Ambedkar International Airport. Passengers were rebooked later in the day to fly back to Dhaka. But Captain Quayam was rushed to the Kingsley Hospital, where he was reportedly in a coma. And I'm sorry to report, Stu, he died the following Monday, this past Monday, August 30th. A hospital source there said, quote, he had collapsed into a coma following a stroke. So they certified that he had a stroke. And remember, four British Airways pilots died in 1 week recently, even though BA denied the four were related to the jab. Then there were the three Delta pilots who died in a very short time, and the Air India pilot who died, and the Canadian pilot who collapsed on the runway before he could take off and then was brought back to the gate. I mean, this is really getting concerning. And Stu, I have to share with you, there was a post from a woman whose dad is an Air Canada captain, and Air Canada is a huge airline. She said, so my father is a pilot with Air Canada. And 3 days after he got the Pfizer shot, he was flying from Montreal to Vancouver and some blood vessels in his arm burst. Now he's at the hospital and Air Canada doesn't want to pay his salary. All of this because of this damn vaccine. I mean, this is just absolutely outrageous. I don't know when is it going to happen again? You know, we have no warning when these kinds of things are happening. Luckily, the co-pilot was able to land the plane singularly.
This time. But, you know, on this some time. Of these regional, smaller jets, you know, the ones that go from Minneapolis to Chicago, the ones that go from Atlanta to Tampa, these regional smaller planes only have one person on board that's qualified to fly the aircraft in a lot of cases. So I have been told by pilots with major airlines that that is where the big problems are going to take place. And furthermore, in a lot of these bigger planes, you may not have somebody that's in coach, and what happens if both pilots go down? I mean, the point is here, logistics aside, as far as flying the plane is concerned, the point is, these pilots all have one thing, presumably, in common. Now, I don't know about the vaccination mandate status at the airline where this pilot passed away, unfortunately, and our condolences to the family. But, you know, it would be likely that because all of these airlines, all of these healthcare systems, all of these major corporations are in lockstep with these mandates, what other reason would there be for some perfectly healthy, medically scrutinized pilot to all of a sudden develop this instant stroke and die? These pilots are dying in alarming numbers.
Yeah.
That is a fact. And no matter what the USA Today wants to say or what Newsweek wants to say, the fact is these pilots are dying at alarming, eye-popping rates. And this is a serious problem because these airlines like United, like Todd Insler, are continuing to push, like Scott Kirby, the CEO there, this unlawful, unprecedented, overreaching, tyrannical, communistic mandate on these pilots, regardless of any medical exemption, they're not awarding them. Any religious exemption, they're not awarding them, but yet telling the public that they are. This is very scary.
Stu, one last update. I've been notified by a group of flight attendants, an association, that they are, this is all public, they are going to walk out. They're going to call in sick. They're not going to show up for work on Wednesday the 8th. That's a big heads up to the American public, but they are serious. They do not want to take these jabs. They don't want to jeopardize their lives or the lives of their passengers should more than one of them get ill and collapse from a stroke like this captain did Wednesday the
8th. We're talking about commercial airline pilots, and that is really scary. I mean, enough scary for them. But think about the millions of people that travel. That's according to TSA numbers. There are millions of people that travel every single day. Those people, those millions of people are at risk of just falling from the sky. Now, you really want to scare somebody. I mean, this is really fearful. What about military pilots? These people are flying F-A-18 Hornets, F-16C Fighting Falcons, F-15 Eagles, F-14 Tomcat. You get the idea. They're flying these billion-dollar aircraft in the sky at outrageous amounts of speed. By the way, payloads of weaponry, explosives, bombs, missiles, jet fuel, all kinds of things. that could impact their judgment. It could kill them in the air. And then these things are coming down out of the sky in God knows where, hostile territory. If they're able to eject, you don't know. But I mean, the entire military now being forced at this thing, and that includes the pilots. This yes. is a really scary situation.
Yes. And another update relative to fighter pilots. Stu, I just got this in from a source. I can't divulge the source, but I've got it on good information that about 28 fighter pilot, like the top gun type pilots, just walked away. Now, that's going to get the attention of the Department of Defense. This thing has to be stopped across the board for all of our pilots and all of our citizens.
Do you think that the communists in control of this government, specifically Lloyd Austin, who is a communist, do you think he cares that 28 top gun pilots walked off? No, because that's what he wants. He wants a weaker military. They want junior pilots flying us around in the sky because they are controllable. They have worked so hard to get to where they are that they'll just do anything that they can.
But the good news is we'll have 28 unjabbed, healthy pilots that can come back at any time if need be. That's all I'm going to say.
And they can go work at American Airlines. American Airlines Maybe. Has not mandated this thing. And that's the thing is I want to get out here too. And thank you for bringing that story. But just as a casual set aside here, you know, I would encourage business owners of any size and in any industry, if you don't require this jab, if you don't require people to poison themselves with this secret cocktail that's causing unprecedented adverse events and death, then you should advertise that heavily. We don't require that. If you're qualified, we're hiring. Come and work for us where we still embrace freedom. We still embrace individual liberty. We still respect your constitutional and religious rights. Come here. You can work here. And I think people like that will do very well. Dr. Jane Ruby, very fearful, bad news, but thank you for being here to report it. We always appreciate it. You can find Dr. Ruby, by the way, if you have tips and you want to reach her privately in her encrypted email, drjaneruby@protonmail.com. She's also in Telegram where that conversation is always real spirited. You can find her there, t.me/Dr. Jane Ruby. Thanks again. We'll see you later. God bless. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Stu. You too.
Well, it's becoming increasingly obvious that the powers that be are looking for ways to make sure the COVID-19 panic never ends, while at the same time using COVID-19 as their blanket excuse for the sheer incompetence that we're seeing at every level of government. Patrick Cowley uncovering all of that. He's the senior reporter of National File, and you can find him on Telegram, his brand new channel, t.me/Patrick Reports. Thanks for being here.
Stu, I don't believe that the scamdemic is ever going to end because it provides cover, these politicians feel, for their own incompetence, for their own brazen corruption, and for their own destruction of this country. Sleepy Joe Biden is blaming today's terrible jobs report. Only 235,000 new jobs in August in the United States of America. They were hoping for 725,000, so off by a few hundred thousand. Sleepy Joe says today, quote, "There's no question the Delta variant is why today's jobs report isn't stronger."
I think there's no question that the reason today's job report isn't stronger isn't because of the Delta variant. It's because of the final variant, which is communism. People don't want to go to work right now in places where they're being coerced and mandated unlawfully, illegally, to inject themselves with some unknown top secret Bill Gates concoction. By the way, the guy that told you he wants to wipe out half the planet. I mean, do you blame them for not wanting to go to work?
This is absolutely accurate. My friend Chris Nelson and I, as we sometimes do, infiltrated something. We infiltrated the NAACP's statewide virtual meeting on mandatory masking. The NAACP is suing to try to stop Governor Ron DeSantis's ban on mask mandates. The NAACP wants mask mandates. I don't know what that has to do with this, with the advancement of colored people, but this is Rosalind Osgood, the chairwoman of the Broward County School Board, using very racist, racially charged rhetoric and anti-white rhetoric while talking about the coronavirus. See, the coronavirus is just being used as a pretext to get to whatever their political agenda is and their own corruption and their own anti-white bias. So here's Rosalind Osgood.
I'm vaccinated. When you go get the shot, there's not a shot for white people and a shot for black people. It's the same shots that they give us all. White people are getting the shots. They're not dying as rapidly as black people are.
Now, Stu, what we are seeing all over the country from Republicans and Democrats is coronavirus being used as a pretext for their own corruption, for their own deal making. Doug Ducey, the Republican Quisling governor of Arizona, he was born Douglas Roscoe to a reported organized crime family in Toledo, Ohio. He now calls himself Doug Ducey. He's the governor of Arizona. He sold his house for $8.1 million to an LLC that was set up for clearly an anonymous buyer and made millions of dollars on the deal. Doug Ducey is on the board of directors slash governors for TGen. TGen is funded by the state of Arizona, by Doug Ducey's own administration, to do the testing for coronavirus and also to do all kinds of research on coronavirus. TGen admitted their plan to set up a, quote, statewide tracking network for COVID-19. TGen has received a subaward from a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation grant, so they're Gates funded, and they're funded by Ducey, and Ducey's on the board of directors slash governors. I just got off the phone with a parent right before this show went on, saying that when she brought her children in to a TGen center in Arizona, they have rare diseases. It was only shortly after that that Arizona CPS took her children away, saying that, you know, she was disagreeing with the treatment or she was seeking unnecessary treatments. This is what they do at CPS in order to target parents. This woman's life has been ruined. And this happened shortly after she took her very, very sick children into this TGen medical center. She took at least one of her children.
These people will do absolutely anything. Yeah. To force this communist takeover in this country, including taking your kids. Don't think that they won't use the very corrupt family court system, the biggest travesty to justice ever, to take your kids from you in the name of fulfilling this agenda that they have to force complete subservience from every global citizen. And people like Doug Ducey are the plants that have been put into place to pose as Republicans. And these people are very dangerous, Patrick.
They absolutely are. Arizona CPS workers were caught with professional kidnapper shirts. And so I'm digging into this. You can go look at that bunker, that bunker in Tucson, Arizona, the Veterans on Patrol found, where you had children's toys, children wigs. It was clearly a child trafficking bunker that they were using to transport kids. Who owned the land that the bunker was on? Cemex. Who got a $7 million contract from the Clinton Global Initiative to build houses in Haiti? Cemex. Who has a big ownership stake in Cemex? A firm called Bronfman E.L. Rothschild. Okay, officials for that firm include Matthew Bronfman, the brother of Claire Bronfman, who funded the Nexium cult, which was trafficking little kids up over the border, and also Lynn Forrester de Rothschild from the vaunted Rothschild banking family, which has been opposing us on election integrity. She's also an official of this firm. So it is so brazen. And of course, the Bronfmans and the Rothschilds are very, very closely connected to Hillary Clinton. You can go look at so much that Hillary Clinton has done, not to mention the fact that the spokesman for the Arkansas Democrat Party during the 2016 election and the former chairman of the Pulaski County Democratic Committee, where the Clinton Foundation has set up a, you know, a health project. Okay. This guy was working as an employee of Pulaski County Youth Services. He was arrested for allegedly being in child pornography chat rooms, distributing child pornography. And this was his alleged quote. He said, quote, "I've heard of white privilege, but never perv privilege. I am not the jukebox at Waffle House. I do not play on demand." He was playing child rape videos, male on male child rape videos. And you can look at the photograph of Hillary Clinton with this man, Harold Moody. I've been on the forefront of exposing this. This has all been memory hold off of the internet virtually for the most part. So, you know, you can look at what they are doing with children. I am on the front lines of trying to expose what they are doing with children. This all ties into coronavirus. When you look at parents who are losing visitation with their kids, who are losing time sharing with their kids, okay, their custody being threatened as a result of not wearing a mask or not complying with all these tyrannical protocols. We're watching the New World Order playing out. The New World Order has so much to do with children and perversion. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are trusting anyone in the political class right now, you know, you're misguided. And that includes Fox News, by the way. That includes Geraldo Rivera, who has been blasting the unvaccinated. He says, if you come into my grandchildren's house and you are not vaccinated, I'm going to kick you in the ass. Well, you know what, Geraldo Rivera? Maybe we don't want you being the spokesman of conservatism, because we are looking at your 1991 memoir, which you call exposing yourself. And you talk about some very, very disturbing things. You talk about a group sex session that you had with your buddies and some girl where he says, quote, "Today I would be filled with rescue fantasies for this creature. Then all I wanted to do was outperform my roommates. I announced I would be first up, leading the girl into my bedroom and silently marveling at the good fortune that had smiled on our home." I mean, this is just disgusting. You can look at the passage where he's talking about how he had an affair with the Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau's wife. And he's talking about how he, you know, taught her the real meaning of the term head of state. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. If you look at this memoir, maybe we don't like the disgusting, perverted culture that you set up, you fellow liberals like Geraldo Rivera and these people in the political class. Maybe we don't want to share our living space with you. And maybe you should go into your own counties. You should go into your own states. You should go into your own media outlets, and we can peacefully separate and have a good, clean, civilized society again, away from these sick demons,
where they can have the absence of walls, the absence of the rule of law. They can inject themselves with boosters every month. They can all cover themselves with masks eternally. They can have legalized crime, unchecked racism. All of those things will be wonderful for those people, while we will enjoy liberty and freedom. Balkanizing is what you're suggesting.
That's right. And I mean, Geraldo Rivera knows a lot about governments changing, because here's a photo of him with Fidel Castro. So I don't know how that's going to play with Cuban viewers of Fox News. So, ladies and gentlemen,
isn't Geraldo Rivera pretending to be in Afghanistan, getting his head chopped off or something? I mean, wasn't this the big fake guy that he's gone everywhere? Wasn't this the guy that was standing in like 5-mile-an-hour winds during a so-called hurricane? I mean, this guy is absolutely, you got to be kidding me. This guy is still relevant.
U.S. troop locations in the Middle East.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Geraldo.
Only on Paul Ryan's Fox News channel is that allowed to take place. Never will it happen here or at National File. Patrick Howley, please come back. We love when you're here. This guy is exposing folks. If you're listeners to the Stu Peters Show, please go follow this guy. Check out his Telegram channel. He's on Gab as well. In Telegram, it's t.me/Patrick Reports. On Gab, it's @Patrick Reports. You can always go to nationalfile.com for more. And you got one thing to say. Final word, Patrick.
24-hour reporting on the bad guys, both Republicans and Democrats, who are part of this uniparty globalist scam, this Chinese Communist Party globalist scam. And we have just exposed a lot of these people in this segment. We're going to keep doing it every single day. Thank you to everyone who supports us.
You're welcome back on this platform to do that anytime. Truth, exposure, and accountability. More of that continues in 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere. Every one of these snakes deserves to be stepped on, and you can do it quite literally by going to steponsocks.com right now. Mention Stu Peters to get big discounts at steponsocks.com, but you're going to get a 3-pack of these brilliant socks. Patriot-designed, all-cotton, high-quality socks, a 3-pack for just $17.76. They come in a 3-pack because you need a red pair, a white pair, and a blue pair. The classic version has the snakes that you'd love to step on: Obama, Clinton, Fauci, Gates, Pelosi. There are also other ones available too. The Trader Joe version is available at steponsocks.com right now. The Trust in God, that is my favorite sock. Step on Sins, the Trust in God sock, my favorite. People try to buy that one right off of my feet. This company was founded by patriots. As a matter of fact, one of the founders used to work in the medical field. She was a doctor, left the medical field when she saw the tyrannical overtaking of that industry. Got out, started Step On Socks. Go to steponsocks.com right now. There's a brand new one available over there as well. As Step On Socks is also diversified, they have silver and Second Amendment flags. Fly that thing high. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Support patriots. Get great products in return. Red pill everybody. Show your support for this program by going to steponsocks.com. So the mask debate is a hot topic around the country, and a large amount of parents have had enough of the lies. We know masks don't work, and we've been lied to about the way COVID impacts kids. Your kid has virtually no chance of dying if they contract the coronavirus known as COVID-19. We've been talking about making a difference at the local level. Also, the only way that we're going to keep our country is if we root out communists in our school boards, in our county commissions, even as an elected county executive. But we don't normally see a county executive race making international news until now. You might have seen a viral video from Sunday into Monday that came out of Pennsylvania. Steve Lynch, who's a Northampton County candidate, gave a speech that erupted a crowd into a raucous cheer and inspired the compromised, fake, corrupt news media to flip the narrative and, of course, paint Lynch as the angry muscle man terrorist on steroids that's going to attack the school board members physically and tear their faces off. Lynch joins us now. So, you were so dangerous that it prompted women and children to respond by forming a line to get close to you and meet you. Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it, Stu? Thank you, first of all, for having me on your show. Yeah, the speech was well received, and I had made this comment after the fact. If this was such a violent speech and people were so terrified that I was going to be doing something crazy, I wouldn't have been spending about an hour after the meeting, meeting women, children, and other parents that were there because of what I had said, giving them the voice, the frustration that they had, where they are sick, like you said, sick and tired of communism taking over our schools. One of the things I say all the time, communism is no longer at your door, it's in your foyer, and people need to realize that's where we're at.
So the speech was basically empowering the people to make their voices heard. I mean, and that is what we need to get back to. We have said so many times, our government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. People have for far too long become complacent, become groomed, in other words, indoctrinated, that the only thing we can do is what we are allowed to do. But no, it is us that needs to take the action. It is they that work for us, and they will do as we instruct, or they will be fired.
Exactly. Here, I'll give you, I actually had a meeting with the parents and students. This is after the fact. This was just 2 days, 3 days ago on Tuesday of this week. And we had the Northampton area high school senior president there. He was on the news with me that specific night. What he did to get a feel for what the students actually want, because I actually encourage people, we should be listening to the students. The students are the ones that are affected by this mask mandate the most.
That's right.
So he did a poll. And you know what this poll found? 82% of the students that he did a poll with want masks to be optional. And that's the big debate. People keep saying, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. The debate isn't about whether you are allowed to wear a mask or not. No one is pushing for people to not wear masks, even though we know what we know, Stu, with the science and everything like that. It's not about taking rights away. It's about giving the rights, which I don't even know why we're asking for them at this point, because no one has the right to tell people what to do in this scenario. And if these things work, if these measures work, if the masking worked and the lockdowns worked and 6 feet worked, we're almost 2 years into this. We're like 19 months into this. These measures wouldn't still be needed if they worked. And this is where common sense people have just said, enough is enough. We know you're lying to us. We know everything's been fudged. You know, we know like our governor here, five of the worst governors in this country, drove up death numbers by putting sick patients in the nursing homes to drive up fear. There's been over 15,000 deaths in the nursing homes. We had our current county executive is responsible for 97 in our nursing home alone through this past year and a half, which is one of the biggest reasons why I'm running right now for Northampton County Executive, because this has to become, I'm going to make Northampton County a sanctuary county for your constitution and your rights through the Bill of Rights. No longer is the federal government or any agency going to come into Northampton County and tell people how they're going to live, what they're going to put on their face, or what they're going to put into their body.
And so the part of your speech that got taken out of context was you said, we're going to make men men again. I love that. I mean, we actually have a product here that advertises on our program that their slogan is make men men again. We have been so groomed, indoctrinated. Once again, I keep using these words because this PSYOP has been continuing on for decades. When I think back, I can now place my finger on the pulse of the Marxism and in the indoctrination that was happening to me. I just didn't realize it. I do now because I've been red-pilled. And that is what's happening. So many people, millions of people, Stephen, I'll ask you if you agree in about a minute or less. So many people, millions, are being red-pilled. They are waking up, but now they don't know what to do with the information. And you are inspiring them by saying, no, grab a hold of your testicular fortitude, and women as well, grab a hold of your spinal fortitude. Roll your shoulders back, hold your head up high, and demand your country, your individual liberty, and your freedom be restored.
Here, we'll use history as a teacher here. Go back 250 years to our founding fathers. Now, I want you to put those men in this scenario right now. What do you think would be transpiring in this country if the government was doing the things that they're doing to us right now to our founding fathers? They wouldn't be doing it because our founding fathers would have been dealing with them swiftly and justly. This has to stop, and you're 100% correct, Stu. My goal is to empower people. My slogan is, we the people means you, which means everybody. The parents, I told them, I said, I'm going to give you my voice and my platform, but you have to do the work. You have to do the research. You have to look at the bylaws. And in doing all these things, because if we're going to go into these school boards, and of course what I meant by removing them is lawfully, so that you bring the case before them, this has to be done in this specific order, and they have to be removed from their jobs, from their positions, because they're not upholding and defending the will of the people. They're elected officials. I'm sick of hearing them saying, oh, I'm volunteers. No, you were elected into that position. It doesn't matter if you're paid for it or not. You're supposed to serve the people. You're not serving the people. It's evident in just that one poll that high school senior class president did, 82%. What does that tell us?
Tells us that common sense reigns. And gosh, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it sounds like such a common sense fix to all of this stuff, but you're not allowed to talk about that anymore. I'll be praying for you. You are exactly what not only Northampton County residents need, but what this entire nation needs. And I hope that there are millions of Steve Lynch's ready to grab a hold of their you-know-whats and step up. We do need to make men men again. You're right. I support that message 100%. Steve Lynch, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
And if I could just leave my website for people to get in touch with me, it's www.stevelynch.us. You can go there, find more information about me, donate, because I'm now going up against the vile left. And I appreciate you so much, Stu, for having me on. Keep fighting, people. We the people means you. Love you guys.
So yeah, God bless. Thank you. We try to keep you healthy as long as we can. And I'm telling you, one of the things that I use, one of the things that I have been promoting on this show for a very long time is the use of CBD oil. And I get mine from a veteran-owned company. I think you should too. Verve Forever provides me the highest quality CBD that's available on the market. And it's all sourced right here in the United States. You get 50% off site-wide at AmericaFirstOil.com right now by using the promo code STU50. STU50 will get you 50% off on all of the oils that might help you with your psychological stuff, stress, anxiety. Who's not dealing with that? We've also heard great testimonials about people that battle Parkinson's disease, PTSD, ADHD, allergies, migraine, headaches. How about physical pain? The pain creams can help you with, or their pain patches, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, arthritis pain. All of these things can be holistically and naturally dealt with using CBD. You know that. But what you might not know is that there's a veteran-owned company called Verve Forever at AmericaFirstOil.com that sources all of their product right here in the United States. Don't wonder where your product comes from. Maybe it came from that Wuhan lab in China and it's infected with nanoparticles, graphene oxide, or something that's going to connect you to 5G, for crying out loud. Who knows? Do business with a veteran. Do business at AmericaFirstOil.com. Use promo code STU50 right now for 50% off site-wide. That's on the skincare products, the bath salts, the pain creams, the patches, the oils, all of it. 50% off right now using promo code STU50 when you go to AmericaFirstOil.com. Well, we're joined every day by Deanna Lorraine for a segment called Shots Fired, now brought to you by vaccine-police.com. Christopher Key, he was fired from his job for standing up to a tyrannical school board in the face of mask mandates. And as a result of those efforts, he was able to get that mask mandate removed. Well, his woke boss didn't like that, so he fired him from his moving truck job. And now, Christopher Key's new calling from God, he's traveling the country, going in front of all of these school boards, all of these tyrannical communist county commissioner meetings. He's approaching like hospital administrators and CEOs in the parking garages. He's berating pharmacists. He's serving Nuremberg papers and announcements. He's confronting the military. He's down on the border. All of these things, documenting child sex trafficking. You can find him in Telegram at Vaccine Police. And if you have a dollar, $10, $5, $100, whatever you can donate to these very important boots-on-the-ground efforts, you can do at vaccine-police.com. Deanna Lorraine joins us now for that segment, Shots Fired. And Deanna, the vaccine nonsense, the push for this, continues to infiltrate every aspect of our life. Now the people who are saying, my body, my choice, not so much.
Right. Well, I love how liberals, they just love to, if you give them a little bit of rope, they always hang themselves, just like Epstein. They always crumble their own arguments if you just give them enough time. And right now, the time has come. So they have always said for years, they've been screaming ad nauseum until they're blue in the face, my body, my choice, my body, my choice. And they've also said over and over again that, guess what? A man can now be pregnant.
That's
a
right.
Man can now be pregnant. And they're calling, they said, if you call women mothers, that's not inclusive enough for the trans community. So we need to now call men and women birthing people because we need to be LGBTQIA friendly. And we conservatives said, I don't think that's right. A man is a man. A man can't really get pregnant or have periods. But no, they insist that a man is a man. So in a man is now a woman and a man can menstruate and have periods and birth babies.
I don't know how works. I've never actually seen anybody prove that. But yeah, that is the science that we are supposed to believe exists.
Yeah, that's now. So given that that is the point, that is what liberals are now saying as fact, then when Jen Psaki bomb yesterday told this male reporter who raised a very valid question, he said, hey, if Joe Biden is Catholic, like he claims to be, then why is he so for these late term abortions and any abortions? How does that make sense? And we see this clip with
Texas law. Why does the president support abortion when his own Catholic faith teaches abortion is morally wrong?
Well, he believes that it's a woman's right, it's a woman's body, and it's her choice.
Why does the president, who does he believe then should look out for the unborn child?
He believes that it's up to a woman to make those decisions and up to a woman to make those decisions with her doctor. I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant, but for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing. The president believes their rights should be respected. Go ahead. I think we got to move on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think we have to move on. You've had plenty of time.
Yeah, you've had too much time. You're getting into the town. You're calling me on my blatant hypocrisy and the hypocrisy of all of my crony communist comrades.
Raggedy Ann was getting real feisty in there, wasn't she?
How can she prove that his friend, or how can she prove that that man that was asking the questions is not pregnant?
Well, she's assuming his gender. And Stu, we're not allowed to assume gender anymore. She literally assumed that guy was a man and that he had a penis. Why? Why is she assuming? She's not allowed to do that anymore, according to her own rules.
Right.
And according to her own rules, it's my body, my choice, that they've been saying for years, screaming at us for years, actually. So by that one little 1 minute statement there, what she did was just decombust her entire argument and the entire left's argument for the last couple of years about vaccines. And by the way, about birth control, they just totally self-combusted two big arguments all in one statement. Thank you so much, Raggedy Ann. We really appreciate your work there. And the rest of the left, I don't want to hear one more time, okay? Not one more time. I don't want to hear my body, my choice, because these same people running around my body, my choice with pink pussy pats on their heads, they're the same people that are saying we need to mandate vaccines. And my body, my choice, it's not really your body anyways. It's a baby's body within you. Vaccines are literally a toxic substance that we're putting in our bodies. And yet you're saying you need to have jurisdiction over them.
By the way, that have caused unprecedented amounts of adverse events and deaths. There is not a vaccine. And I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm laughing because I am so blown away, Deanna, by the amount of people who are so lulled to sleep by the constant feed of propaganda in the mainstream media. Cable news networks, so-called conservative outlets that will not touch the publicly discoverable vaccine adverse event reporting system. Now, we know that those numbers are flawed. We know that those numbers only represent 1%. And even that 1%, according to a Harvard study, 1%, and even that 1%, 13,000 roundabout people dead, that 1% is still almost double the amount of adverse events and deaths reported by all previous vaccines combined. But we're not going to talk about that.
They don't want to talk about it.
And then on top of that, and I'm sorry, I don't mean a filibuster here, but on top of that, I think it's very important for people to know you're getting bad information. So that is the most unreliable, most skewed database, but that's the only one that we have access to. There are 11 others. There are a dozen total tracking systems that are used to track these things, but we can't see them. Why? We're only allowed to see one of them. Why? Why hasn't Pfizer had a press conference yet to tell you about all of the phone calls and reports that they're getting? Why can't I go online and find that? Why?
Because they don't want to show you it. Of course, they don't want to show you it. That would be too convenient. That would be, then you could figure out the whole sham. And the my body, my choice thing, I mean, obviously now a man is a part of this conversation. They don't want to show the public because then they know that you know that the sham is up. And to add to that, Stu, here's some more breaking news. This is bombshell. One doctor among many doctors, Dr. Simone Gold, this is one among many doctors who have just looked into the data and figured this out. But the CDC, get this, they're now counting vaccinated COVID-19 deaths or vaccinated deaths as unvaccinated in the system if they died within 14 days of getting the jab. So what that means is...
Wait a minute. So if I go get the jab and I die a week later,
right,
I'm going to be counted as an unvaccinated death?
Yeah. You're going to die totally in vain, by the way, too, because your death won't even mean anything. It won't mean, oh, wow, this person died from the vaccine. Let's take a look at this. What are the side effects of the vaccine that's causing this death? You won't be, you will just be washed away.
Actually, to the contrary, my death will mean something. It will mean more falsely inflated COVID-19 deaths. It'll be the Delta variant or the Mu variant or the Lambda or the Doomsday variant that Stu Peters died from. This is insane. That's criminal.
It is completely criminal. It's beyond fraudulent because it means that all of the people that die within 14 days of getting the vaccine, you would think 100% that's based on the vaccine.
Right.
Completely.
Yes.
But no, but yeah, like that's even more of a link that it had to do with the vaccine when you're perfectly healthy before. But no, they're now saying, oh, if it's within 14 days, we're going to count you as just as bad as unvaccinated. So then they're driving up the unvaccinated numbers up and blaming, again, the variants and the spikes on the unvaccinated, the pandemic of the unvaccinated, while the vaccinated people still get no blame for their deaths and they still get no numbers shot up for their deaths.
The vaccine is not getting the blame that it deserves is what you're saying.
It needs to. Yeah,
it's causing the deaths. So when we say, oh, four British Airways pilots, they died in 1 week, but it has nothing to do with the injection. What do you mean? These are medically scrutinized people. These people have to go through like health examinations more than virtually every other profession in order to be flying billion-dollar aircraft or 230 million, whatever it is, at 40,000 feet loaded with hundreds of people. They have to be medically scrutinized. Four of them die in a week. It doesn't have anything to do with that. Come on. That's because they're doing this. They're screwing with the numbers. They're throttling the numbers on purpose right in front of you. They ought to be held accountable.
Yeah, exactly. And just like what, I mean, it's how to lie with statistics 101. This is exactly how. Just like we found out that only 6% of all the COVID deaths are actually died from solely and specifically COVID versus died with COVID. Only 6% of all the deaths. And 80% of the deaths are people that have obesity and underlying conditions. Those facts matter. Those facts matter deeply within the greater numbers of things. And people aren't seeing it, so they're continuing to be brainwashed by these numbers.
Have you talked to your neighbors about this stuff? Have you talked to your church congregation? Have you talked to the people that you deal with when you're, you know, working with producers and, you know, writers? And I know that you've got a show upcoming, which we're going to be proud to feature at StuPeters.tv. It's going to be a Red Voice Media exclusive. Ardent is going to take care of this thing. Shots Fired is going to be a complete show. I can't wait to see your interviews. But Deanna Lorraine, by the way, very intelligent, best-selling author of the book Taking Back America. Make sure that you get it, DeannaLorraine.com. But have you talked with people in your everyday life about these numbers? And are they blown away or do they look at you like, you're a crazy woman, get out of my face. Put your mask back on and go get jabbed.
I always talk to people about these numbers, specifically people that I know are skeptical, and they either don't want to hear it or they will immediately come back with some CNN article disputing or debunking it or some Snopes article debunking it. And it's like, I feel like I'm getting nowhere with a lot of these people. They believe what they want to believe. At this point, they have all the markings of being in a cult. They will blindly believe this dogma no matter what, no matter facts or anything.
And yeah, I feel the same way. Like, and these are regular, ordinary people. These are good people that previously—
Family members of mine too, Stu.
That you would have associated with. I mean, these are the people that were in my previous bowling league when I had time to actually do extracurricular things and enjoy myself. And that was back in my days when I was drinking. I no longer do that. But seriously, these are people who you hold up or revere as really good, educated people, good friends. Mm-hmm. They have important jobs, which makes it even more scary. I mean, these people are making critical decisions at their places of employment, things where if they don't make the correct decision, could be very harmful to other people. But yet, this is kind of how I would compare this, all right? Mm-hmm. And it's a Friday, so I want to ask you this question. If I told you, Deanna Lorraine, there was a person in your basement armed with a knife when you went to sleep, would you want to know that? Would you want to know that that danger was lurking in your basement while you were getting ready to go to sleep, close your eyes for the night?
Yeah.
There's a homicidal, psychopathic killer in your basement. Do you want to know about that? I mean, that's information that you would want to have. Why? Because it could bring harm to you. So why are these people running around with their fingers in their ears, doing the little la 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 la, I don't want to hear it, putting their blinders on? Why is it that people are so against being educated about the real numbers. Why are they so convinced that people wearing white lab coats are suddenly there for you? Why are they so convinced that Big Pharma may never have lied to you, you know, for financial gain? Why don't they understand that $33 some odd billion was made in the first quarter of the rollouts by one company on these things? And that number is an estimation for all you fact checkers. I'm saying billions of dollars are at stake here. Do people not realize that money is the root of all evil and that it will control everything? It gives people power, and power is what communists are chasing. And they're in every single aspect of your life. They want to mask your kids. Why? It's inherently wrong. There is no data that supports masking is necessary for kids because COVID-19 largely does not impact kids. Why don't people question this? Why? Why don't they want to know about the serial killer in the basement with the knife while they're getting ready to go to sleep? Why don't they want to know these things? I mean, do you have an answer? I mean, this is actually a question.
The Marxist agenda has been so sophisticated and intelligent, the Marxist indoctrination over the last few decades, that it's turned people's brains to mush and made them sadomasochists, where they're just wanting this pain. They want the fear. They want the pain. They want to live in this. And it's almost like they don't know how to step out of it. Their defenses have been so suffocated. They don't know how to get out of it. And they don't even want to. They don't know what life is like to live a free, a fear world, you know, to live without fear and to live with faith, to live with a healthy body and to live without worshiping CNN and the Kardashians. They don't know how to do that anymore, Stu.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blow up. Deanna Lorraine, we'll see you next Monday. Until then, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, may they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, we want you to save the radar.